If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
All right, 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. It is Hot Take Tuesday. Producer Dan has set the hierarchy for breakfast foods.
That's correct. It goes waffles, and then French toast, and then pancakes in third. Last place, bronze medal.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
What about a strawberry blend, Dan? Where does it rank on your scale?
This is America.
And my hot take is if you are standing up in the aisle and not letting people get out in front of you on the plane before it even opens the door, you are their worst human being on earth.
It should be like church. That's how you get out of the seats. Church.
Every single time people try and scoot out to get ahead of you, I'm like, bro.
Because they think they're more important than everybody else.
Just like, wait your turn. We're all going to get out and eventually get to where we're going. Let's see. Christine is from Haverhill. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday. What do you got?
So I was at the Red Sox game on Saturday. The same person kept on getting up and down during the game. You should get your stuff in between innings and just sit there.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
No respect for watching the game. People don't understand that rule, I don't think, because they don't go to enough baseball games. But baseball,
no, I missed half of the game.
Right. You do not walk through the aisle during gameplay. You wait until there's a break where a batter's coming in and out, or you just wait till the half inning is over.
And if you have a really spicy story you want to talk to your girlfriend about, who's sitting next to you, get up and leave.
Yeah, the people an inch from you that don't shut up the whole game about nonsense are the worst.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, friend.
Sue is from the South Shore. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Well, I wanted to rebut Dan's discussion about waffles over pancakes.
Let them know.
You haven't had the right kind of pancake.
It's Hot Take.
Do you think I've had one pancake,
Tuesday,
Sue?
Tuesday.
Is that your argument? I've had
Sounds
one
like
pancake.
You know, have you had a pancake that has an egg in it cooked just the right way with crispy bacon or sausage cut up in the pancake? Not with in the pancake.
Damn. So you're going, you're going savory pancake.
You know, they all have names. You have the pork and cluck, which is, you know, either bacon or sausage and egg in your pancake, or the sweet and savory, which is chocolate chips and bacon in the pancake.
Where does
or
one
the tried snack?
I need a pork
no, no, no.
And
where
cluck.
Does one acquire these pancakes, my friend?
Well, you know, you have to know people because this is a special place at the top of the ski area where I work because I make them all.
Oh, which ski area is that?
That is, if I can make a plug for Raggy Mountain in Danbury.
Oh, Raggy Mountain. All right.
I now suddenly want to become a skier.
Sue, I'm certainly not going to diminish your life's work. I'm sure your pork and cluck is fantastic.
That's a great name for a pancake.
Nobody's ever asked for chicken and pancakes. They asked for chicken and waffles.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. Kaden is from Fall River. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
So as a millennial, NSYNC is way superior than Backstreet Boys.
This is one I can get behind, and Kennedy is just like her fiery red hair turned
on
fire.
It's just wrong, but it's okay.
Why is that?
Well, again, as a millennial, it's one of those things of like, I am the diehard NSYNC fan. Yes, I love Backstreet Boys. I will fully stand by that. But I will 100% be that person that if they ever go back on tour, I will be paying my kidney to go see NSYNC again.
Well, I don't know, honey. After these last Justin Timberlake concerts, I don't know if you want to see him.
Ha! He's been phoning it in a little bit lately,
Holy
hasn't he?
Holy cats, but...
Thank you, Kaden.
Bye, hon.
Let's see. Jess is from Cambridge. Hot Take Tuesday.
Hello.
Hey.
So, my hot take is people crossing the street while they're looking down on their phones, they don't even look if they can cross and make sure no cars are coming.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You don't cross the street in a hustle? Just tell me
You got to make sure you got to make sure there are no cars coming. They're walking on the sidewalk and they continue to cross the street looking down at their phones, making sure that it's safe to cross.
There are times that I'm so angry at people crossing the street. And I don't want to be.
Yeah.
Like get where you're going, boo. And I'm happy you are enjoying the day, but
We got stuck at JFK yesterday for like hours upon hours upon hours, and you just see people on their phones doing the most ridiculous things, just not paying attention. The people, you know, they have the carts taking people back and forth, and they're almost getting run over by the carts. They're stumbling through gates. They're stumbling through security, like all of it, all because we're looking down at the phone. Who knew the pancakes and waffles of it all would be the spicy
people,
content you all needed this morning?
Opinions.
I knew.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.